Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minutes improvised on IT and IT security. Today, looking at protecting digital files. You know, all businesses have a circadian rhythm, right? Data in, data out. Breathe in, breathe out. Sometimes by the breath, sometimes by the day. They all have their own rhythm. When I was at the financial services firm, I stood up several hubs, actually, for data transfer. The most recent one, the last one, all being over the internet, right? So encrypting at the file level, encrypting at the transport level, and I spoke about it quite extensively. But even that, which was the last one I personally built for my own organization, had some weaknesses. You could decrypt the files, you could, you know, intersect things once the files were on either end and decrypted, someone could read them, those types of things. So newer ways of doing this have moved to digital rights management, identity rights management, and even include DLP. And that's what we're talking about today. So the tip is, as you reconsider new security architectures, move your controls as close to the data elements as possible. Way to do that with DRM, digital rights management, is to look at ways to containerize the data and to encrypt it. So if it's a certain type of data, let's say in the financial world, a financial file, right? An audit file. It could be a project you're working on, so it could be your project files. If you're a manufacturer and you've got source code or some intellectual property, it's those files. Encrypt that particular file. Now you've got a problem. How does anyone decrypt it and use it? How do we still, you know, do business with this type of model? And that's where you look at identity rights management. So IRM is, depending on who you looked at, is either a new version of DRM or a subset of DRM. I'm just going to talk specifically about IRM and its ability to manage the identities of the individuals who are using those apps. So onboarding and offboarding, we've looked at that a lot in terms of being a weakness. Giving people rights quickly, the appropriate level, removing those rights when they leave, and making sure they don't end up with more rights than they're supposed to have. So with identity rights management, what you do is, I trust you, you trust me, you're on my project. I spin up you as an identity on my project. I send you the files. DRM's protecting those files. IRM allows you as the identity to look at those files, read them, work with them, manipulate them, what have you. Now, at some point in time, the project's done, and I'm like, hey, nice working with you. We're still friends on Facebook, but I gotta have those files back. And I turn off your access to those files at the end of the project. Thus protecting my intellectual property, making sure we don't have copies of it everywhere, what have you. So DRM does the protection of the file, including the encryption, the containers, what have you. IRM does the identity, making sure the right people have access, making sure people can decrypt and use those files, and the ability to invoke and devoke or revoke access on demand. The last thing to think about is DLP. Now you may say, Wolf, you just told me you're encrypting all the files. What do you mean I need DLP? Yes, you need some data loss prevention. Here's why. We talked about this too on this podcast. Every time you have a control, we need to have a counter control to make sure that control is still working. So what DLP does is, let's say every single confidential document should go through DRM and should be encrypted. DLP would then be scanning to make sure all the files that are on the host are properly encrypted and then nothing falls through the cracks. IRM, DRM, DLP. You're bored today? Take a look at your own file transfer processes, your own circadian rhythms, and see where you might have some gaps and consider those technologies. Hit me up on Twitter in the comments, and I'll talk to you later.